Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's 8 minutes past 12 o'clock noon. This is the Chad Hartman Show. Chad is under the weather today, so I'm filling in. And my name is Susie Jones. I normally work out of the newsroom, but today got the call from the bullpen to start warming up, and here we go. Dave Harrigan, of course, our fearless leader, taking us through the next 3 hours.
You look loose. You look ready.
Thank you.
Good.
I think I'm seeing the ball.
That's nice.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Good
I know
Lord
exactly
willing.
What you mean.
One game at a time.
Back's against the wall, but we're going to be fine.
I think we're going to be fine. It's good to be here. I normally host a show on Sunday morning talking all things health, and this is a little bit different format, a little longer, more opportunity to share thoughts. And we're going to start out of the gates talking about Nashville. I think it is our obligation to keep this at least part of the conversation for a while. I think as Americans, we have become somewhat, in my opinion, numb, desensitized to mass shootings. In fact, yesterday I remember hearing Nashville, hearing a school, hearing a shooting, and it wasn't that alarming. It was, oh, I suppose I should check. And then you hear 9-year-olds dead. And more information continues to be revealed about what happened and who the shooter was and who the young children were. Story that one of them was the daughter of one of the pastors at the church, the Covenant Church, this Christian elementary school in Nashville. 3 children killed, 3 adults, and now more too, Dave, about the shooter, the former student,
mm-hmm.
and the releasing today more video, police video, surveillance video of how it all went down. It's terrifying.
Yes. Shooting her way into the school.
Blasting
out the glass in the doors.
Yeah. And apparently police say today that she had elaborate plans for this targeted attack. Perhaps there might have even been more targets had mm-hmm. she not been put down as she was. But the question always, it always is, and there is no answer, why? So a police chief there said that she had some resentment for having to go to that school. But some resentment. How does that translate into shooting 9-year-olds? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. There's no sense to make out of it because I don't think you can make any sense out of it.
And, you know, I mean, and the conversation comes right back up again about guns. I mean, it's gut-wrenching and nothing changes. And thoughts and prayers, and nothing changes. And as I said, as we were preparing for the show, I do believe I'm kind of jaded after all this time that money is at the cause of it, in the sense that money funds campaigns for lawmakers to stick with this current situation because it locks a candidate into sticking a certain way that maybe morally, maybe philosophically, maybe intellectually, they're ready to make the decision to start putting some serious controls in place, banning assault rifles. I feel like I'm not sure what it will take to actually change and stop mass shootings in the United States of America, particularly involving children. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, it was going to take Sandy Hook, right?
Yeah.
It was going to take Uvalde. Now it's going to take Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just mentioned that you get, sadly, terribly numb to hearing about school shootings. Nashville's the 13th one this year in the U.S.
Is that
13.
Right? 13.
About one a week.
About one a week.
How many have we heard about?
Not many. I mean, they kind of just come and go.
They come and go if they ever show up in the news.
Yeah.
And I mean, seriously, it's gotten to the point now in America, if it's not an elementary school, it's a blurb at the bottom of a list of eight different national stories.
I mean, that's a great question. Like, how do you stop it? We're talking, you know what I mean? I'm curious. I mean, people have opinions, and God help them. Everybody has their own opinion, and they always are strong and emotional and intense on this day, less than 24 hours, a little more than 24 hours after it happened. 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots her way into the school. Police finally get her in kind of a main area. They find all this information that she had all these plans. She resented going to that school. Ugh, it just sickens me. And, I have friends that are parents of young people. I have family. My niece has a young daughter who's mm-hmm. 9. And recently at her school down in Austin, Minnesota, there was there's some slang for making a fake mass shooting phone call. And the police come and they do it to a whole bunch of schools at the same time. Is it swatting?
Swatting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, it was horrifying because all the police had to arrive at the school as if there was a real shooter there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fake call apparently had gunshots in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the police officers who my niece is friends with has a daughter at the school. So they're rushing to the school and then to learn it was fake. But the trauma, my great niece, Grace's daughter, Cece, they were freaked out. They were under their desks. They were hiding. The sirens, people were screaming. I mean, that is trauma. And and so to Grace, how do you explain that to a 9-year-old? We were talking about this the other day, that I'm dating myself, but that's fine. When I went to elementary school, Sidney Pratt Elementary School, 1968, our drills were bomb drills. We mm-hmm. went under our desk with our hands over our head, and we had drills in case we were bombed.
That would have saved you from the nuke.
Fine. I would have been fine, that little metal desk. But, now they do have active shooter drills.
Absolutely they do.
And that is bizarre to me that we live in a society where we're having active shooter drills. Good God.
My 6-year-old had her first one this fall.
Oh, my God.
And the school tells you, or at least her school did, a week in advance, hey, next week we're going to be doing this, just so you can talk to your kids before or after. And, we asked her what it was about, and she told us the day they did it. And, mm-hmm. What did they tell you it was for?
Because yeah.
they don't call it an active shooter drill to the kindergartners, certainly.
Right.
They called it a lockdown drill. And she said that her teacher told them, it was if somebody was in the school making bad decisions.
Oh, well.
And then she was very proud of herself, Susie, because in the corner that they hid in the classroom to pretend they were doing this lockdown, she got the spot furthest in the corner. She was so happy.
Oh.
And she told me that. And I mean, tears are coming back to me now.
I know.
It's just
because there's no innocence.
There's no innocence. I mean, she doesn't know. Yeah, we keep her certainly away from news like this.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what happened yesterday.
No.
And she, got on the bus today, and it was going to be a great day at school. And the bus driver says hi to her sister at the bus stop and says hi to her little dog. so many of the photos and the videos that, you know, got to me yesterday, there's the photo of the girl with her hand against the window on the bus, just screaming, crying. That one's awful. But the one that got to me, and the photos and videos I kept seeing, and it brought me back to this fall where we get some photos sent from the teacher, you know, AIDS or something every once in a while. And it was a very cute photo of my daughter and all her classmates on a little nature walk outside the school around the, you know, trees and whatever, you know, little path that they have near their school. And they're all walking single file, all holding hands with the person in front and back. And it's cute as all heck, right?
Yes.
And then watching yesterday, the videos, as these kids are screaming and crying as they're walking hand in hand that same way.
I know it. It's terrible. So,
and we don't care.
We don't care. We don't care. If we really cared. If we really, really cared about this, something would be done.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said to you, I hate to be crass, but money. I believe that it is people unwilling to shift their position on gun control. I mean, other countries have bans on assault rifles.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, let's start there. So this is a conversation that we're going to have today. We might come back to it. We'll invite you to be part of it. I think it's a collective conversation. I think it can be vile at times. I think people spout their ideas and thoughts without much regard for how they might actually come off.
Mm-hmm.
So our text line, Cities One Plumbing and Heating, 651-461-9226. Already we're getting texts, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate that most of them are fairly benign. No one's yelling at me, although I can take it today.
I'll be tough.
Yesterday's events were atrocious, John writes from Apple Valley. We need for active shooter drills. Remind me of the duck and cover during the Cold War. No child should ever have to go through this. And yet, also what bothers me is the unpredictability of it, the randomness of it. Like you talked about sending the kids off to school, not knowing if that was the day that someone was going to copy this and decide that was the moment they're going to take out their revenge and anger at the world on kids. This person says, where are the freeways being shut down to end gun violence? Why aren't we as a society marching against gun violence, shutting down freeways? It's a good question.
Yeah.
It is. This texter writes, how could a friend or relative not know the woman was stockpiling guns and ammunition? Where is our personal responsibility? So if you know someone who's got assault rifles, who seems like they're not doing great, what is my responsibility? And what is law enforcement's responsibility? If I called 911 and said, hey, I have a friend, neighbor, you know, what have you, with five AK-47s in their living room, do you call 911 for that? I don't know.
Yeah, what can you, I mean, if someone has stockpiling legal weapons, I guess you can call, but you know, what can police do if you have legal weapons?
Sadly, this texter writes, and I don't think this is her or him sharing their opinion, you're missing the point. It's less about guns and more about mental illness of the animals carrying out the horrific crimes. I think there is some truth to that, in that you don't often see a sane person, a person of sound mind and body, that can actually do something like that. Mm-hmm. There has to be something that's missing in your brain, whether it's evil, because certainly sometimes I think, like, do you remember the Pulse, not the Pulse shooting? Oh, that was terrible. They blur together.
Yeah.
The Vegas shooting,
mm-hmm,
at the country music festival.
Yes, the shooter from the hotel window.
That seemed evil.
Yes.
That seemed like devilish.
Yeah, but the argument that it's, you know, you have to address mental health, leave guns alone.
It has to be together.
Same for those that say ban guns and, you know, everything else will be fine. The fact that you can't do both, of course you can do both, but if my kids are fighting and one of them takes a toy and smacks the other one.
Which I'm sure happens.
The first thing I do is take away the toy.
Absolutely.
And then you would talk to them about
behavior.
To me, guns have to be the first thing. You address mental health. You address all the other issues, too. But you start with the weapon first.
651-461-9226. The text line is open and available as you share your thoughts with Dave and I as we move through the next 3 hours together. The mental health excuse this texter just wrote is BS. A six-year-old shot his teacher a few months ago. Mental health isn't killing the children without a gun. Another one writes, everyone says, I don't know the answer to this. How will it stop? For God's sake, do something. Don't do nothing, because you don't do nothing. And then, of course, my text line jumps and I can't finish the end of it. Legislators and NRA should go to funerals and console those who've been killed by guns. Another thought. We're going to break, but obviously this is a topic, a story. It is sad. Flags flying at half staff across the country and here in Minnesota in remembrance of the six killed, including the nine-year-old who died after being gunned down by an assault rifle in Nashville, Tennessee. We're back after this. And we're back. We're talking about the tragic, tragic mass shooting at an elementary school in Nashville and what can be done to stop mass shootings at schools or malls or grocery stores. And we've invited you to participate on our text line at 651-461-9226. That is our city's one heating and plumbing text line. So many texts coming in, Dave. We'll try to get to some of them, but we can't get to all of them. This texter writes, hey, CCO, the constant and continued shootings are a huge conundrum. I struggle thinking about it. Other countries have guns. Other countries have mental illness. So what's the difference? What piece of the puzzle are we not seeing? Someone else talked about it's not the guns, it's the people, and the people have changed. And I think there is some truth to that. You did say that in the past, I don't know, 20 years, we've become, I believe, a little more desensitized as human beings. I think that phones and the internet and our distractibility and our isolation and the pandemic, many factors play into the desensitization of humanness, especially if you're someone that's on playing a game mm-hmm. in your basement that has shooting in it. And I'm not blaming. We're just kind of talking about this right now, because another thing we do is we start fighting. I want to protect my Second Amendment. We need to ban guns. No, we need to talk about this. Find common ground. Good Lord. Right?
Well, good luck finding common ground. That's part of the issue. I agree. I think guns have changed, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
People have absolutely changed in this country. I think we have a huge problem with anger in this country.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not the person to say what causes it. I have no idea what the root cause. I'm sure there's a million different root
mm-hmm.
causes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was probably a couple decades ago you first started hearing about maybe we need to, you know, ban violent video games
yeah.
or violent music.
Right.
Well, I thought that was silly as a kid. I don't think it's so silly now as a parent to keep my child away from playing, you know, first person shooter games or listening to music that's, you know, glorifying violence or
yeah.
you know, other terrible things, or watch, you know, very, very violent movies and TV shows. I mean, in America, it is all around us. And does that play a role? I don't know, but I bet it does. My guess is it has to play at least some sort of role.
It has to.
I mean, it's certainly not the only route.
Not the only. And this is such a complicated problem and has so many levels and layers and emotion. This texter writes, I hunt pheasants, ducks, and grouse, turkey, and deer. Never understood the attraction to a AR-style weapon. The target audience seems to be humans hunting humans. So sad. And I did mention before we took the break that the children were gunned down by an assault rifle, and they reminded me it was a person. I can't quite make out what they're trying to say here, but is gun control part of the solution? I think people believe that it is. But whether or not it actually happens, you know. This person says, I love Susie. I wish
we could stop there. Show's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Over. I wish we could hear more of her. Love it when she subs for someone or just comes on to visit. I tell you that we will not talk about sad things all day. We will talk about fun things. We have a lot to get to. Of course, we're going to talk about Adam Carter, my former colleague who's abandoned us in the newsroom to have this show.
Oh, you won't even call him a colleague anymore?
What did I call him?
Well, you said former colleague.
I suppose,
at WCCO.
Right,
you're completely abandoning him. My goodness.
Okay. Adam is going to join us after this short break with a little bit of weather in it as well and much more to come on the Chad Hartman Show on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.